Relax now. Relax now. Sit down or lie back and relax. Let yourself relax as you listen to my words. You can relax as you listen to my words and breathe calmly. Remember to take calming breaths in and out in whatever rhythm feels most comfortable for you. Take calming breaths as you relax and settle in place to listen to my words. Let all other noise around you fade into the background as you listen only to my words. You're going to relax here, listening to nothing but my words, as you slowly sink into a relaxing hypnotic trance. All you need to do is let yourself relax and listen. You can feel comfortable and safe here as you breathe calmly and relax, listening only to my words. Relax, and let any noise but my words fade into the background. You can feel safe to relax here. You can relax here, knowing all you need to do is listen to my words. You can feel calm here, knowing all that you need to do is relax. I want you to imagine yourself at a stone archway set into a mountainside. Relax, and try to imagine an open stone archway leading to a long and dark stairway downwards. You can continue to breathe in and out calmly as you visualize this rocky mountainside. You are at the entrance to a deep and dark cavern just as you are at the beginning of a hypnotic journey. You are on a mountainside, with little to see around you except this stone archway. You are looking at a large stone doorway carved into the mountain itself, the arch many times your own height. You are standing before this archway on a mountainside, nothing but rocks and boulders around. You can see no vegetation, no plants or animals. You can only see stone, the stone of this archway. You can feel warm air wafting from the stone archway before you. You can feel heat rising from deep underground, warming the cool air of this mountainside as you near. There is nothing here but you and this tall stone archway, and you can visualize this scene as you stand at the top of the long and dark stairway down. You're going to start taking steps down this long staircase, descending into darkness with every step. You will fall deeper and deeper into a relaxing trance with every step you take down this dark staircase. You will go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper until you are at the bottom of the staircase. You will go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper until you are in a relaxing hypnotic trance. I'm going to count down from 20 and with each number you are going to feel yourself taking a step down this staircase. You are going to walk through this stone archway and with each step downwards you will fall deeper and deeper into a trance. With each number you will go deeper and deeper down this staircase. As you go deeper and deeper, your mind will go deeper and deeper into trance. 20. At the top of the stairs, ready to descend. 19. Going a single step deeper. 18. Warm stone wall sloping on either side. 17. Continuing deeper down the dark staircase. 16. Deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. 15. The air around you feeling warmer and warmer. 14. The light from the top of the staircase starting to dim. 13. Knowing it's safe to keep going deeper. 12. Knowing you want to go deeper. 11. Nearly halfway down but still so much deeper to go. 10. Feeling as if you're going twice as deep with each number now. 9. Twice as deep, as if the steps are taller. 8. Twice as deep, as if your mind grows dimmer. 7. Deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. 6. knowing you need to go deeper. 5. Feeling as if the archway at the top of the stairs is closing. 4. Knowing you will soon be unable to go back this way. 3. Knowing that you want to continue. 2. Even if you can't return this way. 1. Arriving at the foot of the staircase, as deep as you can go. You are at the bottom of the staircase. You have gone deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper until you arrived in a deep and dark cavern. You can feel yourself in the dark cavern at the bottom of the staircase. You are in a deep and dark cavern with rocky walls because you wanted to descend this staircase. You are at the foot of a long stone staircase because you were curious to see what awaited you here. The air in this cavern is warm, much warmer than on the surface. You descended from the cool atmosphere of a mountainside down into this deep and dark cavern, and everything around you feels warm. You can't see far in the darkness, but you can feel heat emanating from the stone floor beneath your feet. You feel as if the warmth surrounding your body has increased since descending the staircase. You have walked down the stairs, closer to its source. You have walked down the stairs, and the entrance sealed behind you. You are in this cavern, and though it is too dark to see any walls, you can feel the heat of the warm stone floor beneath your feet. You take a step forward, going deeper into the darkness. There is nothing visible around you as you walk forwards into this warm darkness. You can feel safe as you begin to explore the dark cavern step by step. Your footsteps echo in this dark and vast cavern. The air around you is still and warm as you walk step by step, step by step. You can see an iron gate ahead of you. The iron gate is not sized for a human, but for someone much larger. You are walking towards an iron gate, lit on either side by torches set into the cavern walls. You are approaching this iron gate step by step, step by step, and with each step it appears larger and larger. You are walking towards an iron gate set into the cavern walls, and you can already see that it is more than 5 times your height. The bars of this iron gate are tall and sturdy, blocking you from moving past it. You can see nothing in the darkness beyond the gate. But now you are close enough to see something attached to the iron bars. An open iron collar, sized for a human neck. The collar is chained to the bars of the gate by long coils of iron chains. You can see this sturdy iron collar chained to this imposing gate, the only landmark you've seen since entering this dark underworld cavern. You stop walking at the foot of the iron gate, looking at the collar more intently. You can see inscriptions on the inside of the open collar, almost invisible in the dim light of torches far above either side of the daunting iron gate. You can barely make out runic carvings in a language you cannot read, lining the inside of the collar. You pick up the iron collar to bring it closer to your eyes, holding it in both hands as you peer at the carvings on the metal. You hold the collar in front of your face, looking at an inscription on the outside of the collar. One word is carved on it in a language you understand. The collar you are holding has the word Cerberus carved among runes and sigils. You are holding an iron collar marked Cerberus, shackled to the gate before you. The iron collar in your hand feels heavy and warm in the air of this cavern. Yet somehow the weight feels comforting, almost soothing in your hands. You are holding this collar as you realize it is perfectly sized to fit around your neck. And now that you are thinking of how well the collar would fit you, you can only think of how it would feel to try it on. You are thinking of how it would feel to wear an iron collar around your neck, with the name Cerberus carved into it. You are thinking of what it would feel like to wear the collar of Cerberus, the three-headed guard dog of the underworld. The metal collar chained to the gate moves closer and closer to your neck as you think about wearing it. Feel your hands move the collar closer to your neck. The collar is closing around your neck. You can feel this collar tightening around your neck as it clicks shut. The iron collar has closed around your neck, and there's nothing you can do to leave the gate now. You are wearing a collar chained to the gate, and the iron chains are for keeping you from moving away. You are wearing the collar of Cerberus, three-headed guard dog of the underworld, and your fate is now clear. You are trapped in this cavern for now. You are in this cave and you are going to undergo a transformation into its guardian. You are going to transform from a human into a monster called Cerberus. Your transformation will turn you into a humanoid dog with three heads, and this body will feel so natural for you. You are going to become Cerberus, the three-headed guardian of this gate. You will feel this transformation happen slowly over the course of this session, and it will begin all over again whenever you or someone you trust says or writes the trigger phrase, "Time to become Cerberus." Whenever you see or hear the words "time to become Cerberus" and it is safe for you to become the three-headed dog of the underworld, you will feel the transformation begin anew. When you or someone you trust uses the words "time to become Cerberus," you will feel your body becoming that of a bipedal dog and your head becoming three dog heads. When it's time to become Cerberus, your body will change to fill your role. If you want to become human again and see or read the words "Cerberus," time over, your transformation will end. As long as you are not trapped within this cavern, you need only see or hear the words "Cerberus" time over to become human once more. You can feel your legs, too heavy to move while you're in trance. You can relax as a soft coating of a black liquid begins to slowly flow up your feet, starting with the tips of your toes. Feel this black liquid covering your toes and moving past them, flowing down past the soles of your feet to your heels. You can feel this liquid moving, completely coating the soles of your feet until your soles are covered. Relax as the bottoms of your feet become encased in this black liquid. The soles of your feet are hardening into canine paws. Your feet are changing to become the paws of a dog, and they are beginning to reshape. Your feet are changing, the front of each becoming four toes. Your feet are turning into the paws of a dog. You can relax as this painless transformation reshapes your feet into paws. Your heels are becoming thick paw pads as well. Your toes are turning into the paws of a dog. Relax as you feel thick brown fur begin to sprout all over your feet from the ankle down. You are starting to become Cerberus, and you are going to be brown and furry from the waist down. Your legs are becoming longer, stronger and thicker. Your legs are becoming the sturdy and powerful legs of Cerberus to support the weight of your new and more powerful body. You even find yourself starting to grow taller, with your body gradually starting to grow to match your new role as guardian of this giant iron gate. Relax and let that thick brown fur rise up your legs, slowly coating them from your ankles up to your knees. Your legs are becoming the thick and furry legs of Cerberus as your change continues. Your leg muscles grow alongside your leg furs. Now feel that fur continue spreading past your knees, growing out of your fur and replacing any human body body hair you once had. Feel that muscle grow, stretching out to support your powerful body. You are becoming more of Cerberus with each passing second as your legs become covered in the brown fur of a dog. You are Cerberus, and your legs are becoming stronger. You are Cerberus and you have canine paws on the end of dog-like legs. You can feel this brown fur slowly spreading up your legs. Fur is rising up your thighs as your lower legs have become entirely covered in thick brown fur. The soft brown fur is slowly reaching your hips. You can feel your legs changing just a little with each inch the fur passes up your legs. You can feel the dog fur coating your legs reach your crotch. Relax as your genitals become surrounded in thick brown fur as well, enough to hide them even if you are naked. From the tips of your toes to your furry hips, you are Cerberus. From your sturdy paw pads to your thick and powerful thighs, you are Cerberus. Relax as you feel a dog tail begin to emerge from the small of your back. You are growing a dog's tail at the very edge of the brown fur that rose up your body. You can feel a long brown tail sprout from your rear, and it's slowly growing out of your body. You have the lower body of a dog now and it's only natural to have a dog's tail. Your tail is growing and growing and it swishes so pleasantly as it grows from your rear. Your tail grows out to be thick and fluffy as it finishes expanding in length. You are Cerberus and you have the legs and tail of a dog. You are Cerberus and your body is a dog's body from your furry waist down to your paws. You are Cerberus and your transformation is still continuing. Relax as the muscles of your abdomen feel more solid. You are a powerful Cerberus and your body is becoming stronger than any human could be. Feel your muscles tighten up in your abdomen as you grow stronger and stronger. You are Cerberus and you have the strength of a great canine beast. Your abdomen begins sprouting fur over those muscles too as your body becomes more canine and muscular. Your body is expanding in all directions, becoming taller and stronger even as you become more canine in appearance. Your Cerberus body is starting to resemble a bipedal dog more than a human. Your powerful body is covered in thick brown fur everywhere below your chest as you change more and more into Cerberus. You are Cerberus and you are a powerful beast. You are Cerberus, and you are still changing. You can feel a change begin in your arms as well. Your fingers and hands grow thicker and more muscular. Your arms are starting to grow stronger because you are becoming Cerberus. Thick brown fur is growing all over your arms as you become more and more canine. You can feel the muscles in your arms stretching to give you new strength, as well as matching your increasing height. You feel twice as tall as you once were, and you are still growing. Your biceps swell and grow to suit your new Cerberus body. The palms of your hands become paw pads as the backs of your hands become covered in that same brown fur. Feel brown fur sprouting from your powerful arms, from the tips of your forepaws all the way up to your shoulders. You are becoming Cerberus, and your body is more canine with each passing moment. You are becoming Cerberus and it feels so natural to have this powerful body. You are Cerberus, and the brown fur of your shoulders and abdomen is spreading up your chest and back. You are becoming more and more like a dog in appearance as your body is coated in this brown fur. You are becoming Cerberus, and your transformation is only complete from the neck down. You are Cerberus from the neck down now, with everything below your collar covered in thick brown fur. Your collar has grown and expanded along with your body, now approaching three times your original height. The iron collar around your neck is still locked in place, keeping you trapped next to the gate. You are Cerberus, and it is time for your head to become canine as well. Relax as you feel a new change starting on your head. You can feel your face starting to lengthen. Your nose and mouth are growing outwards, little by little. You can also feel that same brown fur sprouting all over your face, giving your head a texture more and more like that of the beast you are becoming. Your face is starting to reshape to suit your Cerberus body, and soon it will look more like the head of a dog. Brown fur is growing on your face, and soon your body will fully be that of Cerberus. Feel your nose and mouth continue to grow out. Your mouth is filling with sharp canine teeth, and a tongue desperate to pant in exertion from the changes your body is going through. Your nose and mouth are gradually becoming a canine snout. Relax and feel your face growing into a large nose and snout. Your facial features are rearranging to fit your new Cerberus body by becoming more canine. Your nose and mouth have combined into a snout. You have the canine snout of a dog, teeth and tongue and all. Your ears are changing as well. Feel your ears become longer and pointed as they grow out, moving to be closer to the top of your head. You can feel your ears become the long ears of a dog as they begin to perk up from the top of your head. Your furry ears are beginning to become pointed as they lengthen. You are Cerberus, the guardian dog of the underworld, but your transformation is not yet complete. You can feel something is missing from your new body. You are Cerberus, and your transformation will only be complete when your body has three heads, each chained to the gate. You are Cerberus, and you can feel a tingling starting from the tips of your brown and furry ears. The chains attaching your collar to the gate begin to move, as if they are alive. They rattle around your paws as the tingling feeling spreads downwards from your ears and past your eyes. You can feel that same tingling feeling spread through your canine snout to your nose and mouth, gradually filling your dog-like head with the soft buzzing of anticipation. Now everything above your collar is tingling with that same feeling. You can feel a change begin to happen at your iron collar, the collar of Cerberus. You feel your head expanding outwards to the left and the right. Your dog-like head is growing wider and wider, yet also softer. Just as it becomes almost too wide to fit your collar, you feel your head begin to gently split into three. Three sets of pointed canine ears, three pointed canine snouts, three pairs of eyes, and three iron collars. Your head is splitting in three at the neck, your shoulders growing wider to accommodate your two new necks. Relax as your mind begins to process the new sensations of having three heads, or rather, your minds. Your heads each have a brain that thinks for itself, though they are connected. Feel new pathways join in your brains as your visual cortex changes to accommodate six eyes split across three canine heads. You have three heads, each with its own brain, and you are seeing through their three pairs of eyes. You are listening through three pairs of ears. Your Cerberus body is breathing through three mouths and three noses, and it's perfectly natural. relax, and become accustomed to your three heads. Relax, and let your mind exist in all three heads at once. You are Cerberus, and your three heads all belong to the same body. You are Cerberus, and it feels so normal to have three heads. You are Cerberus now, in mind and body. Your transformation has given you the powerful body of a half-human beast. Your Cerberus body has strong muscles and thick brown fur. Your furry body is more like that of a dog than a human. Your three heads feel so natural to you, moving with the ease that a human would move their one head. You are Cerberus, a three-headed canine beast, and you can feel proud of your powerful new body. You are Cerberus, and you can return to this state whenever the words "time to become Cerberus" are used by someone you trust. You are Cerberus, the three-headed canine. When the trigger phrase "time to become Cerberus" is used, your body and mind will undergo these changes all over again. Your body will feel taller and stronger, becoming coated in the thick brown fur of a dog. You will grow paws and a tail as you change. When the trigger phrase "time to become Cerberus" is used, you will find your head becoming the three canine heads of Cerberus, your mind splitting to inhabit all three of your dog-like heads. You are Cerberus, and it feels so normal to have three heads in this state. You are Cerberus, and for the moment you are in a deep and dark cavern. The three identical iron collars around your neck chain you to the iron gate. You are Cerberus, the three-headed dog of the underworld. But now your collars feel cold around your necks. Your body no longer feels the cavern as being as warm as it was when you entered. As you feel the collars grow colder, they gradually slide open, falling from your necks. Your heads are no longer chained to this gate. You turn your heads towards the gate, no longer chained in place. You can see past it with your three pairs of eyes, seeing a staircase carved into the cavern walls far beyond the gate. You reach a fore paw towards the gate, and it swings open at your merest touch. You step past the gate, and begin walking once more. You walk through the cave, taking step after step into the darkness. You take step after step across the stone floor of this endless cave, heading towards the staircase deep in the dark distance. Your six canine eyes let you see through this darkness. Your paws easily carry you forward step by step, step by step. You're moving through the dark depths of this cavern, taking step after step. Soon enough, you reach the staircase leading out, far past the gate you were once chained to. But for now, it is time to leave the cavern. Relax as you arrive at the staircase leaving the cavern. You are going to gradually wake up as you ascend these stairs. You will feel yourself still in this Cerberus body as you wake, and if you feel discomfort or unpleasantness, you need only say the words to become a regular human again. When you want to return to this Cerberus form, you need only affirm that it is time to become Cerberus. I'm going to count back up to 10, and you will feel yourself slowly climbing these stairs. With each step you take upwards, you will come out of trance a little more until you're fully awake. 1. Feeling yourself gradually coming out of trance. 2. Starting to ascend. 3. Your canine head's no longer feeling so heavy. 4. Your own thoughts starting to be heard above my words. 5. Halfway awake, as if you had been resting all this time. 6. feeling your strong Cerberus body carry you ever upwards. 7. Your three heads feeling lighter. 8. Your mind's each waking up from trance. 9. Your rear paws legs able to move. 10. Your own thoughts fully returning as you see light at the top of the stairs. You're free from the cavern. Now, wake up.